I think one of the kind of daily but constant struggles of our life, but especially with our life of faith, is this notion of like who or where we should be with something. You know, we have this idea of like, I should be this type of person, or I should be at this place in my life. I should be at this place with my relationship with God. We can put a lot of pressure on ourselves, because the reality is this ambiguous person is often not who we are, and we never become that person that we should be. That's very beautiful, though, in our gospel. From the very beginning, there's this profound line where it says, Jesus comes down to level ground with his disciples. He comes down to level ground to the people. And this is when he gives the Beatitudes. In our minds, if this should also remind us back to Moses, who receives the Ten Commandments at the top of the mountain and then brings the commandments down the mountain to level ground to the Israelites. So these two stories are parallel. And the key moment of this is that Jesus, it's a reminder to us that Jesus always meets us where we are at. He doesn't say, hey, you should be on the mountain, you know, get up here, you should be here. He does all the work to come down to mountain to us, to meet us exactly where we are at. It's hard to believe, but we are about 2.5 weeks away from Lent. And I've been thinking about that a lot, because generally whenever Fat Tuesday comes around, I'm always like, oh, I forgot to give up something. What should I, what should I give up? What do I need to give up? And so it strikes me, reflecting on this gospel, that in these next 2 weeks, it might be a good opportunity for all of us to simply take stock and to reflect upon, where is the level ground for us? Where are we at? Not where we should be, where are we? And where is Jesus in the midst of that? I think in particular, meditating on those three facets that Lent calls us to focus on, where are we in prayer? Not where we should be. Where are we with prayer right now? Where are we with fasting? Where are we with almsgiving? Because what's beautiful is when Christ comes to us where we are, that's when he gives us the Ten Commandments and the Beatitudes as like guides on what the next step can be, how we can continue to grow. Because if we don't know where we're standing, we're not going to know which direction to turn to. And so Christ is always right next to us, walking with us. And so I think in these next 2 weeks, if we really take to heart and to call to mind like where we are actually truthfully are with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, God's going to kind of naturally spring forth maybe what we could give up and what we can maybe work on during Lent, not to become the person that we should be, but the person that we could be.